Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Assistant Perry Parks and Recreation Director Becky Holling. Becky, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So we have a lot of stuff that we want to discuss today, most of it dealing with the fall programming schedule. So jump right into it. Talk about the Youth Flag Football League.
Yeah, there's a lot coming up. So we'll start with our Youth Flag Football. That is for our kindergarten through third grade, as well as our fourth through sixth grade. So our kindergarten through third grade will play on Thursday evenings in Weiss Park starting at 5:30. First game will be September 19th. And our fourth through sixth grade will play on Tuesday evenings with games starting at 5:30 as well. And the first game will be September 17th. During the flag football, we're always looking for coaches or helpers, volunteers. If you're interested, please come and talk to me. But they learn just the basic fundamentals and skills of football, as well as having fun and building those friendships and team camaraderie. It is a fee of $20 for members and $35 for non-members. And the deadline to get signed up is Friday, September 6th by 8 p.m. I will be at the back-to-school nights for St. Pat's and Perry Elementary for forums if you need them there, as well as I'll take them to the schools. Once school gets started, you can always stop into the rec center and get signed up as well.
All right. And then kind of around that same time frame, you also have the youth cheerleader camp.
Yeah. Correct? So we have been very lucky these last couple years and been very grateful and appreciative to have the high school cheerleaders teach littles, you know, the cheers that they get to do at the high school games, as well as other fun stunts and things like that. So I'm hoping to continue that partnership, but that will start a couple weeks before the first game. Deadline for that, again, is Friday, September 6th by 8 p.m. Fee is $25 for members and $30 for non-members. This is for grades kindergarten through sixth grade, so a wide range of ages, as well as, like I said, they get to learn the cheers they've learned throughout the weeks and practices at the flag football games for the kindergarten through third grade. Practices will be held Wednesday afternoons. I'm not sure on the time. Kind of depends on the coach's schedule as well. So once we know, we'll call the girls and let them know that this is the first day of practice with this time. So give us a little bit to kind of get those kinks figured out.
All right. And then the last sort of athletic camp that you have in the fall is for volleyball, correct?
Yes. So again, we've been very lucky with the high school to have great partnerships. The last couple years, we've had the high school girls volleyball team be able to put on this camp. So again, I'm hoping to continue that partnership. And that will be held Monday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. The first week will start on October 7th and will go to October 28th. The deadline is September 30th by 8 p.m. with a fee of $15 for members and $30 for non-members. During this camp, they'll learn the fundamentals and skills of volleyball, as well as just, again, hanging out with their friends and learning the skills, as well as just learning volleyball, and get to see the volleyball girls, hopefully high school girls, put on those camps so they can go participate in some of the skills as well.
All right. Now I'm curious about these sort of camps. Is there like strict gender requirements for it, or can girls?
No, it is for boys and for girls. There is no specific gender. Anybody who wants to participate is more than welcome to. It is open to all ages and all genders.
All right. That is great to know. Now, not to be left out, we talked about the athletic side of the camps for the fall. You also have one for the creative people. You have a theater camp coming up.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty excited about this. This is our youth theater camp. This is our third year now. We're very lucky to have Nicole McFarland. She puts it on for us. She's very talented and loves the arts and the theater side of things. It's just a week-long camp, which is great. It is going to be held from August 5th to August 9th. It's for anyone in grades 5th through 8th, whether they're coming or going. They practice during the week on Monday through Thursday from 12:30 to 2 p.m. And then they have one final performance on Friday at 3 p.m. Everything's at the rec center. And the performance this year is going to be This Little Piggy and Cinder Really, the true story of Cinderella. And again, deadline for this is next Friday, August 2nd by 8 p.m. And the fee is $20 for members and $25 for non-members. It's a very fun camp. During the practices, the kids get to play around with the different characters, and they get to pick out their costumes and props they're going to be using. And it's a very enjoyable camp.
All right. Well, now let's take a step aside from the programs and discuss some more general things to deal with the Mercury Center and Parks and Rec in general. First of all, you have online registration coming out here.
Yes.
That's pretty exciting.
So we are very excited about this. We're working on this for a while now. We are offering online registration, which is fantastic. We're finally stepping into the new age of things. And this is, like I said, huge for the rec center. So what individuals and patrons can do, they can go to the rec center, the address, which is perryrec.activityreg.com, or they can just type in Google activity registrations, and this should take you to that website, and you just kind of have to filter through, but you'll find it very easily. And they can sign up for programs such as any of our fall programs that are available, or any of the fitness classes like Zumba or water fitness or any of those fun things that they can just do from the home or from work, just click of the mouse and they're able to do that, which, like we said, we're very excited about. It's still pretty new, so we don't have a lot to offer right now, but as we work through the kinks and kind of get things going, we're going to hope to offer rentals as far as, you know, when they want to rent the park shelters or senior room, then maybe within time we'll do some more stuff like memberships and stuff like that. But we're very excited to offer this to our community.
Absolutely. Now, kind of sticking with that technology online theme, you also want to shine a little bit more light on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
Correct?
So we have our Facebook page. We have people following it. But as always, everybody, please go to our Facebook page and like it. That's where we have all of our information as far as upcoming programs or any information as far as new classes or programs are being offered, as well as if the pool or hot tub has to be closed or a program or games getting canceled for any reason or just any information is going to be on our Facebook page. So like I said, please go and like it.
Now, anyone who's maybe searched for your department on Facebook has probably noticed there's actually two pages out there. So which one should they choose?
Yeah. So obviously you'll see when you look it up, there's going to be two Perry Parks and Recs Department. Click the big one. It's Perry Parks Rec Department. The picture is going to be a picture of our building. And then if you click on the actual page itself, you can see kind of all the upcoming programs that have been posted recently.
All right. A couple more things I want to talk about today. Both have to do with hiring. So you have a position at the McCreary Center available, and then several positions that you're always hiring, correct?
Yeah, we're always looking for lifeguards. That's just an ongoing thing. We have kids, you know, coming and going from college or they're graduating, and that just is nature of the beast, is part of progression. So we're excited to see those kids go, but as always, we're always looking for lifeguards. KME will be offering a certification class sometime this fall. So again, go to our Facebook page, look for upcoming information, as well as any questions. Please call and contact the rec center and talk with her directly, and she can get you to where you need to be. But we're also excited to offer a Wednesday fellowship coordinator slash cook. This position will be cooking for a Wednesday fellowship meal. It is a part-time position with about 8 to 10 hours a week for $15 an hour. They'll be responsible for facilitating our Wednesday fellowship meal, as well as prepping and cooking for a large group of about 60 individuals, give or take, every Wednesday from September to May. This individual is also responsible for overseeing the volunteers that are helping each week. They will need to be SafeServe certified or able to obtain that within 60 days of hire. But any questions, like I said, please contact the rec center, or you can go to the City of Perry website and you can look under employment, and that full job description details is available there, as well as any questions, contact the rec center, like I said before.
All right. Well, Becky Holling with Perry Parks and Recreation, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Just get out and enjoy the parks, whether it's beautiful now, starting to cool down, or always come enjoy our splash pad in our pool, or just get outside and enjoy the parks.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and for all the information.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Becky Holling. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.